Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk, and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10am. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10am. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10am.
Have you heard? There's a new popular live science show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. From superfoods to supernovae, we'll talk about it. With the latest science news, debate and guests, stick it in your diary. Live science every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
And now, the moment you have all been waiting for. Yes, it's showtime.
Good morning and welcome to Sheffield Live with me, Steve Ronan, for another Music Box here on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org. I hope you're all well out there. As always, before we get underway, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who got in touch with me over last week's show, the guest of the year in the first hour. Excellent hour of 1984 music. Great music and clues, more please, and more of the same format of not so quite so well-known hits to start with and obscure clues before building up. Thanks for that. As I said, I wasn't sure if it'd work or not, but the big sign saying don't mention the year helped. But great music for both hours. All right. No theme for you this week. As I said, it is a birthday shout-out, which we'll do around 10:30-ish. So let's open up that music box and get on with today's show.
To believe me, cause you could. Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
From the 80s, got the show underway today. We started 1982 with The Mighty War and The Story of the Blues. 12 weeks in the UK chart, peaked at number 3, and it was his only UK top 10 hit. Then it was 1983 for Elvis Costello and The Attractions with Let Them All Talk. 2 weeks on the UK chart, only peaked at number 59. I thought Stevie's higher, should have been a lot higher in my opinion, that. Then it was 1989 for Deborah Harry and I Want That Man. 10 weeks of UK chart, peaked at number 13, and Virtual DJ said hello. I enjoyed that, Kevin, that's my brother. He always says, oh, your mate don't seem to appear much. But there we go. You've had him early today. Right. Off to the 70s we go. First up, 1974. 6 weeks UK chart, number 22. Another one that I thought should have been higher. Brian Protheroe and Pinball. Then I'm going to follow that from 1970 with John Lennon and Instant Karma. 9 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 5. Thank you.
I've run out of pale ale, and I feel like I'm in jail, and my music bores me once again. And I've been on the pinball, and I no longer know it all. And they say that you never know when you're insane. Got fleas in the bedroom, got flies in the bathroom, and the cat just finished off the bread. So I walk over Soho, and I read about Monroe, and I wonder was she really what they said. Got a call from a good friend, come on down for the weekend. Didn't know if I could spare the time. I knew a woman who was crazy about a boy who was lazy, but it didn't work out 'cause they just couldn't make it rhyme. She turned you back on the party game. Yeah. Mama, if I keep my head clean, will I really have a good dream? Or will I wake up in confusion just the same?
Like the
about to play an absolute classic. And this is too.
'73 there for Roxy Music and Pyjama-rama. 12 weeks the UK chart, peaked at number 10. Who's up for a name the artist? All right then, I'm going to play for you King of the Road. It's from 1990. Spent 8 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 9. And if you want to have a guess, whoops, I've knocked my fan over. You can text me on 07760311287. Once again, that's 07760311287. All right, so as I said, it's King of the Road from 1990. Where are we? 8 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 9. But can you name the artist, please?
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, all but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third box car, midnight train, destination banger man. Oh, worn out suit. I don't pay no union dues, I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means.
every interview on every train, all of the children and all of the names, every handout in every town, in every lock that ain't locked when no one's around, I sing trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes or but 2 hours of pushing brew, buys an 8x12 4-bedroom. Mama, man of means by no means king of the road, trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, cigarettes are but 2 hours of pushing broom, buys an 8x12 bedroom. Mama, man of means by no means can load, trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents.
Yes, I've had quite a few right answers there for that. Well done, Tony. Tony Green, listening out there working up at the Hallamshire and listening to me as well. Thomas and Dave, well done. You also got it right. You don't need the clues. Also, Barbara and... I can't read my own writing. Catherine. yes, you're all right as well. It was indeed the Proclaimers. King of the Road there. If we've time in this first hour, I'll do another one later on for you. Equally as hard. Well, not really. Okay, we'll see. Right, is it your birthday today? If it is, happy birthday. You share it with these people. Denise LaSalle, born this day in 1934. Tony Jackson, who was the bass player of The Searchers, this day in 1938. Thomas Boggs, who was the drummer in the Buxtops, this day in 1944. Desmond Decker, 1942. And William Bell, this day, 1939. So I'm going to play for you William Bell, Happy, from 1969. Then it's going to be Denise LaSalle and Don't Mess With My Toot Toot from 1985. And I'm going to finish back in 1969 with Desmond Decker and his Aces and Itmec. Once again, happy birthday if it's your birthday today.
She comes near, I start grinning from ear to ear, 'cause I'm
Once again, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. And one more birthday boy today, because it is Stuart Copeland's birthday. He of the Police drummer. He was born this day, 1952. So I'm going to start this next section with Every Breath I Take from 1983. UK number one on June the 6th for 4 weeks, spending a total of 11 weeks on the UK chart.
Thank you. hurting just as fast as they can. Cause every girl crazy about a shy dance man.
Supposed to be Aztec Camera, something in my heart, somewhere in my heart, I should say. It's same track, so forget it. I can't understand that. That should have been, as I said, it should have been Aztec Camera, somewhere in my heart. There we go. Forget that one then. Okay, well, we're going to next track then instead. Apologies there, could have sworn it. It's labelled as Aztec Camera, but it just didn't want to play, did it? It was something completely different. I'd not even had a chance to listen to that particular track. So we'll go on to this one then. Hopefully this is the right one, 1994. Dave Stewart and It's Heart of Stone. 5 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 36. Should have been a lot higher in my opinion.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's the right one.
I bought you record in New York City. Discorama down on Union Square. I must have played it a million times over. I closed my eyes, imagine you were there. You know, I really dig the clothes you wear. I only wish you could be my baby.
Be my baby.
I wanna read about it. Do you think we could have an affair? Just too blind to see. 2 weeks
1994 there for Dave Stewart. I've just had a quick hunt around, and unless it's labelled as something else, I can't find it, so I'll have to save that to another time for Somewhere in My Heart. Sorry, Ian, I know it's one of your favourites. Okay, as I said, that was Dave Stewart, Heart of Stone, 5 weeks at number 36 here in the UK. Definitely higher, in my opinion. Right, we've got time for Name the Artist for you. Same number as before, which is, there we go. You can text me on 077-60-311-287. All right. I'm going to play for you Paint It Black. It's from 1980. Spent 5 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 42. But can you name the artist, please?
Summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my dark.
caught me out there on the end. I've had no right answers. I'm not surprised. Pretty hard. It was just a last minute enclosure. The other one I was going to use was nearly 8 minutes long. It would have taken me well over where I wanted the time in the first hour. No right answers. I'll have to tell you the answer because there's... Oh, just a minute. I've had a text coming through. Just a minute. Here we go. Sorry, it's because it's a key code. I've got to... Oh, I know. No, it's not. It's a message. Oh, here we go. No, sorry, Ian. No, it's not Toto Coelho. Good effort, though. No. I'll have to tell you. It was a group called The Modettes. Okay? So I'm going to finish this first hour. I've had a hunt around. So I'm going to have to finish with this. This is the full version, 1971 T-Rex. Get it on. Join me after 11. More great sounds to come. And a name, it's not a name of the artist in the second hour, it's lyrics, and they are opening lyrics for you. All right. See you after 11.
2, 3, 4. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dirty and sweet, oh yeah.
getting on.